Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
We roll on. It's nighttime here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Rich Rare sitting in for Tony D all this week. Well, we found out today who's getting a Super Bowl, but we also found out who's not getting a Super Bowl. Kind of surprising for me, since I live in the Tampa Bay area, the Tampa Bay did not get a Super Bowl yet again, left out of the rotation. Let's find out why. Mark Cook is joining us right now from PewterReport.com, where they cover everything Buccaneers and the Bay Area. He's our special guest here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rich. How are you doing? Good to hear your voice again, my friend.
Absolutely. This time we get to talk from border to border, coast to coast. So tell America, did the Buccaneers think they had a shot? Did the folks at the Tampa Sports Authority think that they were going to get a shot at bringing a Super Bowl to the Bay Area once again?
You know, they had their fingers crossed, Rich, but I think they kind of knew in the back of their mind the competition was really stiff. I mean, you know, when you've got cities like Miami, who's poured almost $400 million, or they're pouring that much money into renovating their stadium down there, Atlanta with a brand-new stadium that'll be up soon, and then Los Angeles, a place that's steeped in history and early Super Bowl history, you know, they're going to have an opportunity to host one of these. Look, you know, it was just too much for the Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay area to be able to overcome. And unfortunately, they've been left out once again. You know, the Buccaneers have got some renovations planned in their stadium, but it's going to be dramatic. I mean, you're talking increasing the scoreboards and changing them to HD and the sound system and, you know, the club levels and things like that. A lot of renovations going on at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, but just not enough to be able to compete with what Miami's doing and the new stadium in Atlanta and, of course, Los Angeles as well.
I've been to the Bay Area a couple times for Super Bowls before I moved down here. It's kind of head-scratching that they get left off of the rotation that, you know, traditionally had been Miami, Tampa Bay, San Diego, and maybe a Pasadena, Los Angeles. Those and of course, New Orleans and Phoenix are those traditional
right.
Super Bowl cities. What's changing here? How are these cities getting left by the wayside? New Orleans didn't get one, and Tampa Bay didn't get one this go-round.
You know, I think it really is the fact that there's new stadiums being built. And I remember when Raymond James Stadium was built. I don't remember the story exactly, but I've lived here my whole life, Rich. And Malcolm Glazer, the original owner, after Raymond James was built or was being built and they were getting ready to vote, apparently he got very irate when he found out the Buccaneer or that the new stadium was going to be left out of that rotation, and literally banged his head his hand on the table, you know, and said, look, we're building a brand new stadium, or we've built a brand new stadium. We deserve it. We've hosted Super Bowl before. We deserve it. And got the owner's attention, and they were included. Unfortunately, this time, I mean, they're competing. Again, what New York did a couple years ago, you know, building that new stadium for the Jets and the Giants, you know, they showcased that. There's just new stadiums being built, you know, Phoenix a few years ago. So it's just a lot of competition. It's not like it was, Rich, say, in the late 80s, early 90s, when the stadiums that were there were primarily stadiums that were all, you know, about the same age, same quality. The NFL loves to showcase new shiny toys, and unfortunately for the Tampa Bay area, that's exactly what's happening, I believe, in this situation. And look, you can't argue with Miami. I don't think you can argue with Los Angeles. You know, maybe Atlanta a little bit. We all remember the last Super Bowl, and I say the last Super Bowl in Atlanta. I don't remember exactly the last one, but the one that I'm remembering, you know, the ice storm that came through and the uncomfortableness of it. But Detroit, there's another place. I mean, 20 years ago, you know, who would have thought Detroit would host a Super Bowl? Although they did back in the 80s, I guess, when with Cincinnati and San Francisco, I believe.
Yeah.
It was a Collingsworth game. But, you know, they want to keep it in a warm weather area because it's changed. It's become such an event. It's not just a Sunday game anymore. It's a week long or 2 week long celebration. And you know, Tampa really fits in well in what the NFL would like to do and showcase. But I just, you know, there's just newer places, shinier toys, and a little bit more, you know, emphasis on showcasing those by the NFL, in my opinion.
And here's what scares me a little bit. Raymond James, you work there on a daily basis every weekend for a game. I've been there a lot. It's not a bad stadium. It's got concourses. It's got bathrooms. It's got a sound system. It's got that really cool pirate ship. It looks great on television. But that's now become obsolete. What is starting to scare me a little bit, Mark, and I want to get your thoughts on this, is we used to think the stadiums would last 30, 40, 50, 60 years. Now it looks like they're becoming disposable 15, 20, 25 years.
Yep.
And at 25 years, are they going to start asking for new stadiums every 25 years at the taxpayer's dime?
You know, that's going to be a tough sell, particularly in Florida. You know, you see the Tampa Bay Rays trying to get something done with a new baseball stadium, and it's not like there's cities lined up in Florida ready to build it for them. I mean, you know, in taxpayers, you know, they were not overly. And listen, let's go back to that referendum we had in Tampa to build Raymond James Stadium in the mid-90s. It didn't pass by a lot. It wasn't a 90-10 type margin. I think it was only a half cent sales tax people asked, the county was asking for. So, you know, but you're right. I mean, that stadium was state of the art in 1998. But like everything else, Rich, whether it's your cell phone, I mean, imagine using the same cell phone you had in 1998 or watching a television broadcast on your 1998 Curtis Mathis, you know, console TV. I mean, technology is constantly changing. And certainly stadiums have kind of went the same way. Now, again, I do credit the Buccaneers and the Tampa Sports Authority and Raymond James and whoever else is involved in this stadium upgrade, because it's going to be dramatic at Raymond James Stadium. It's not going to be, you know, hey, we're going to repaint the seats and we're going to put some new padded toilet seats on the toilets. I mean, they're spending $100 million to upgrade this, and the sound system and the scoreboards are going to be all state of the art. It's going to be, people aren't going to, they're not going to recognize that stadium. I believe Brian Ford, the Bucs chief operating officer, told us recently that, you know, at Raymond James Stadium, they basically had one speaker, or one end of the stadium that had speakers. Now it's going to be a surround sound type experience. And I forgot exactly the square footage, but it's dramatic. It's from like 8,000 to 48,000 square feet of a video board that's going to be available in the stadium now. So, but you know what? Those renovations also helped the Raymond James Stadium attract the NCAA championship game, which will be played in 2017 at Raymond James. So without that, college football championship game probably doesn't come to Tampa. But, you know, I don't know that if we're going to see the Glazers at some point in the next few years start talking about a new stadium, particularly when they're putting in some of their own money to renovate Raymond James Stadium. I think they've got the foundation there, Rich, that they can continue to upgrade and remodel. And that's actually what they're doing also inside the stadium. Some of the suites are being renovated. The stadium clubs area is being renovated. And so they're doing a lot of new things. I don't really foresee in the next few years the Glazers going to the county and saying we need a new stadium. I think they like Tampa. I think they want to call this home, and they don't want to stir that pot right now. Again, it's not like that, you know, with the way the Lightning are playing right now and the people are excited about Tampa. Right now, the Lightning are the hot team, so I don't know that it would be wise for the Glazers to try and, you know, advocate for a new stadium or anything like that. I don't think so. Again, they're putting in a lot of their money on this deal, this renovation round, and there's other things that they can do to make that stadium even nicer moving forward.
$100 million in renovations, not good enough to win you a Super Bowl. Hey, we only have about 30 seconds left, but if people want to find out about Jameis Winston and the OTAs and everything for the Buccaneers, tell us how we find you online.
Go to pewterreport.com. That's pewterreport.com. Pewter like the color. They can also follow us on Twitter. We're up over 22,000 followers. We'd love to get to 25 before the season starts. We'd love to have people check us out at Twitter at Pewter Report and also at pewterreport.com.
Pewter Report's got how many Twitter followers?
22,000, almost as much as you do, Rich.
No,
almost
I'm,
as much
I'm
as
at
you
5,
do.
5,000 for RBI Rich, so I've got to start working on buying some more Twitter followers so I can catch up with you guys.
Well, you know, the fact that you're doing national radio now and you're a big star, you should be able to jump up to about 10,000 by tomorrow.
That's what I'm hoping. The power of Yahoo Sports Radio is going to push me over the top. PewterReport.com. Follow him on Twitter. Pewter Report. That's Mark Cook. Mark, thank you so much for joining me, buddy. I'll catch up with you real soon. I'll talk to you, bud.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rich.
We'll continue with you. This is Yahoo Sports Radio.